What's up? This is the Blastmaster KRS-One. Make sure you check out Rough Rider Radio. Rawness going down.
You're listening to Riley the Red Pill on Rough Rider Radio.
She's motivated, innovative, inspirational, with real life understanding and real talk with real situations. It's Riley, the Red Pill Talk Show. Let's go.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Riley the Red Pill, and I'm coming at you. Ladies, Women's History Month, as we're coming to a close, I am super excited having the opportunity for us to expound on what Women's History Month means to each and every one of us as we are educated, I think, each year on our history and how we've transitioned and getting educated. I know for me, this has been some great opportunities to get educated on a lot of things, unfortunately, that I didn't know. But I'm going to get into that into this show. I want to reflect on the previous shows I've had this month, just so that we are staying encouraged and educated, and that I'm providing some empowerment for us to be able to achieve and excel as women as a whole. I can't thank you enough for sharing with me and letting me have the opportunity this month to just have a conversation with you. I didn't have any guests this month for the purpose of Riley being able to dive in and delve in into the lives of our women. As we started off my month, we were expounding on achievements that women, specifically in our community, in our culture, from our past and throughout history, have been showcased for their remarkable achievements despite facing numerous challenges and obstacles. And even in times of past to present, we continue to find that there are a lot of obstacles and challenges that women still face. But if I can affirm and state that we stand on the shoulders of giants, women, those who have dared to dream and break boundaries and change the course of history, their achievements remind us that anything is possible with determination and resilience. And I'm very big on the understanding of being determined and having such a resilient persona to be able to overcome all things that come our way. We have those of us that are, we cannot forget and we need to focus on more, our mental health challenges, as well as dealing with our social economic challenges, and others that I will affirm as we continue to go through this show. I explored and I continue to encourage empowering self-love, self-confidence, and the importance of us uplifting and supporting other women. You guys, not only in businesses, black-owned female businesses, but your sisters in your circle, your family, your daughters, the aunties, the godmothers, all of those, be a support system for your friends. Be a support system. You know, I talked about, and I'm going to get into back into the jealousy, the pettiness, the enviness that we have amongst our black women specifically, and how we're not doing enough, how we're not supporting our sisters enough. And I think, for me, I want to say, and I want you all to hear me as I affirm to you, we are enough. And our voices matter. But it's together how we rise. And we do that by empowering each other to shine brightly and fearlessly. It is important to be that support system. And again, if I can encourage you all, each and every opportunity that you see a sister, whether it's in the club, whether it's in church, I should start with church first, I'm sorry, rather it's in church, rather it's in the club, rather it's in your workplace, or just a friend, if you just start with the words, are you okay? How are you doing? You just will not realize how much that can actually change someone's life. And I encourage just to take the opportunity. Start with that in every conversation you have. Seeing someone on the street, I do it daily. I speak to people daily. And I'm always starting off with, how you doing? How was your day? If it leads to something further, let's get into it. As I look back, not just over our history, but women that are making an impact, and as we go through different women of dealing with the challenges of being in political positions, and our teachers and our healthcare providers and those in the military, and I thank you all for your service. You know, looking at how they overcome adversity and demonstrating their powers of resilience and perseverance is impeccable. It is amazing in the face of adversity how we can discover our strength. I think that if we understand that every setback is an opportunity for growth, I always say every setback is a setup for something better. Keep going, because your resilience knows no bounds. It just takes you to stand on you and be able to know that you can persevere. You guys, I spoke in regards to how I've transitioned from being an ex-offender, being homeless, losing relationships, being a black sheep in my church, trying to find myself and place myself when I didn't know how powerful myself was. In those adversities, my faith as a mustard seed is what kept me. But I grew in every experience that I achieved by understanding myself more and more. A lot of people emphasize on, or if you don't understand, I live by the analogy of understanding the body. Our body heals itself every 7 years alone. So every 7 years, your body is going through a healing process. People don't understand that that's a aspect of a spurt of birth, if you will. I call it my rebirth. So if I take in the understanding of how my body is rebuilding itself in 7 years, I'm taking the understanding of the experiences that I have been through that lead me to the better me now. I try to encourage people all of the time, don't look at your life as a regret. I've been through molestation. I've been through relationship brutality. But I never look at it as a regret, because I am thankful and grateful that God has carried me to the point that He's carried me to now. And that those experiences were experiences that unfortunately I had to go through. But He saved me. And I'm here for a purpose. Learn and understand your purpose, ladies. Get into what you're designed and aligned for, and be okay and not scared or fearful of what it is you're going to become. But let me digress and go back to when I was addressing jealousy and pettiness, because this too is a setback or a stronghold, if you will, in our community. I want to emphasize the importance of how we, again, need to support each other, celebrate each other, and celebrate your successes. You guys, for each opportunity, I don't care how small it is, if it's just a job transition, if it's just you moving into that apartment from being homeless or coming from a hotel or living with a friend, if it's you getting a job at $18 when you're used to getting paid $60 an hour, be grateful in that success. Celebrate yourself. Because I don't want people to look at those aspects of life as failures. We have a step and we're put in a placement for a reason. And when you understand what that opportunity at that moment represents, it gives a better opportunity for the greater in you. There is enough success, love, and joy to go around. When we lift each other up, we all shine brighter. So let's celebrate each other's victories and inspire greatness in one another. Ladies, when in saying that, I know we have had some experiences where we have had women that have talked about you to other women, women that talked about you in your face, women that you thought that were your best friends, and I share that with you all, having circles that you're being the best that you can be, but yet you just don't realize the jealousy, enviness, and pettiness that's right there in your circle. But if I can affirm, again, let's celebrate each other's victories and inspire greatness in one another. Why don't you all use what you see in that other woman, instead of it being jealous, use it for an understanding first of all, understand why you're jealous of her. Is it something you see in yourself? Is it something that you're trying to get in life? Is it something that you need to pursue? Maybe you need to use her as an educator. Maybe you need to use her as someone that you admire, someone that can teach you, that can help you along the way. Why not utilize, instead of turning things into a negative, into a positive? You know, I believe in celebrating diversity of women's experiences, of their identities, and highlighting the beauty and strength in our differences. Our diversity is a superpower. Y'all, it's a superpower. Let's embrace our unique backgrounds, like perspectives, stories, knowing that together we are unstoppable. One of my favorite songs by Corinne Hawthorne is Unstoppable. Listen to the words of it, y'all. Matter of fact, I might put that at the end of my show. But however, our diversity is our superpower. We have superpowers within each and every one of us. Y'all need to tap into those. And if you're in a group of girls, your four, because we all have circles. Mine is to a dot, because I appreciate it. Understand each other's superpowers. That's what you're supposed to, you know, you're supposed to receive from each other. You're supposed to be able to, in that group of women, you should be able to explore, you know, opportunities, thoughts, processes, educate each other, support each other, you know, embrace, again, your unique backgrounds, perspectives, stories that help you along the way. I hope that you all are learning, engaging from people that you have in your life so that you can continue to persevere and get to the next step that you are designed and aligned for. You know, if I could just go back and look at like the circles I've been in and what those experiences have done for me, there's a lot that I have received from women that I've known in my past. And along with history of getting the education from those that are before us, I value understanding women that rightfully are making impacts in our communities and helping our culture. I'm a big advocate for women's rights. It's important. It's needed. It's what we have to have. I advocate for women's rights and gender equality in our communities and beyond. Change starts with us. And by taking small actions every single day, we can create a more and just equitable world for future generations of women. Having daughters and granddaughters, we want to lead the way and for them to be able to understand how the change that we instill in them and a change with that we ourselves go through makes such a difference in our lives. Again, change starts with us. If we take small actions every day, we can create a more just and equitable world for our future generation of women. We are very capable and are worthy. We are enough. And together, if we just continue to uplift, support, and empower each other on this journey and more to come, the best is definitely yet to come. What I want to make sure of and instill in terms of our women overall, first of all, I don't want to focus to be on what we do once a year, and that's celebrate women for 1 month. let's make this a lifetime celebration. Let's get into understanding that we are the ones that build our communities and our villages, our support systems and the strength. Along with our men and making a balance, we create a better world, a better community, a better culture. Ladies, in everything that I've shared with you during this month, and coming from on my own experiences, of course, y'all know how Riley is. I'm going to talk to y'all. I'm going to be very transparent. There are situations I probably have not experienced in my life, but for the majority, there are different levels of where I can relate on, with so many people in so many ways. From homelessness to incarceration, from molestation to abandonment, from black sheep to being an only child. Having life changes and going through the ability to grow and understand myself better each and every opportunity I get is amazing. I want each and every one of you all to take a chance on yourselves. If you will, take a picture of, or take a mental picture of your life, right? And I encourage journaling. Guys, get out a tablet, get out a, if you want to type it in, get out a day timer, a pad, and start writing. Just write down your thoughts, your aspirations, your dreams, where you are, where you're to go, what your thoughts are today, what you need to pray for, all of those things. I encourage you to take a moment so that you have something that you can reflect on. I want to, in times of uncertainty especially, let not just your experiences, but hope be your guiding light. Together, we are united in purpose and fueled by our collective strength. We have the power to overcome any obstacle. By standing tall, shoulder to shoulder, we chart a course toward a brighter future filled with possibilities, equality, and boundless opportunities. Again, being together in our womanhood, our sisterships, women in general, we're unstoppable. I want to encourage women, never underestimate the power you hold within you. You are a force to be reckoned with, baby. And you hold the power as a beacon of light in a world that sometimes it feels dark. Your worth is immeasurable. Your potential is limitless. Remember, every action, every word, every choice you make has the power to shape the world around you. You are not just a bystander, you are a catalyst for change. And if we understand these aspects of who we are, we embrace our uniqueness, we harness our strength, and we know that we have the ability to make a profound and lasting difference in lives of others, as well as believing in ourselves. Girl, queens, believe in yourself. For the world is waiting for the brilliance that you can bring, honey. Let me just say, I want to remind women how important it is to prioritize your own well-being and self-care. I want to encourage you and challenge you to practice self-love, self-compassion, and self-acceptance, as these are essential components of personal empowerment. Speak up and advocate for yourselves and for others. Your voices matter. And most of all, you got a right to be heard. Not just because the law says so, but because you have a right. But share your stories, ladies, as I do each and every opportunity I get. Our stories are meant to be an outline or the blueprint of what we've overcome and what we've come through. But also, they're here to support and help others. Share your opinions, your ideas, without fear or hesitation. If I had allowed fear to be in the forefront of my life, I wouldn't be here to tell this story. Don't hesitate. Be a vessel for somebody. God aligned you and designed you to be just that person. You're here for a purpose, and it's not just for you. It's for others. Be encouraged in just that. Sisterhood is so important, and solidarity among women is definitely important. So if I can encourage you to lift up each other, celebrate each other's successes. And how do you do that is what a lot of people don't understand. How do I celebrate another person? Well, even in the moment that you don't feel as though you can celebrate yourself, you do it by offering support and encouraging, specifically and especially during challenging times. Sometimes, you know, what's funny is that even when we're experiencing challenges ourselves or we're going through something, if we sit back and just talk through or be a vessel for somebody else, we hear our own story, and that might be the help we just need. Last week, I talked to you all about therapy and how it is so important. Let's get out the conditioning of the mindset that therapy is not important, and being fearful to share information that has always been personal to us with other people. We need it. We need the outside voices. We need the support systems. We need to know that it's okay not to be okay. So I encourage you, go to therapy, go to group sessions, go to workshops, go to network events. And another thing, ladies, those of you that are out here and are doing empowerment sessions and empowerment events and being educators, I salute you. But at the same time, please make sure that you emphasize on why you decided to be that voice that needed to be heard. I pray that in those moments that you're using your stories to make it evident and relatable. Because the key to our society is that it has to be relatable for most of us to even understand it. It's funny when you get in rooms of people that have always had a gold spoon in their mouth, if you will, and they try to tell you about how it is to come through poverty or to experience when you've fallen down and can't get up. One of the key reasons that I created Rebirth to Reentry, which is my organization that I assist women reentering society from incarceration, is because I make it relatable because I'm an ex-offender myself. I make it relatable because I understand in that moment what the experience on both sides is like, from being incarcerated to reentering society. I make it relatable because of my short span of the time that I served, comparable to those that have been in for a longer tenure. I'm able to give them some insight and being able to develop themselves more by knowing what's in the everyday now, being able to educate them, being able to support them, and being able to understand. So you can't have a conversation about someone with someone about an experience that if you haven't experienced it. And I'm a strong believer that even though as we re-enter society, again using incarceration as an example or analogy, and the government organizations are set up to quote unquote help us to re-enter, you have to keep in mind those are set up because they're supposed to be. They're not set up to get into the depths of understanding the true reason of assisting those returning to society. Because there's in-depth counseling that's needed, that's not provided. There's mental health that needs to be assessed that is not being done. And there's reunification of families that people can't relate to. But again, I stress, it is important of sisterhood and solidarity among women. And I want to encourage you all to lift each other up, celebrate your successes, offer input, offer support, offer encouragement. Encourage women to challenge traditional gender norms and stereotypes. Challenge yourselves. Challenge your group. Challenge your organizations. Challenge traditional gender norms and stereotypes that limit our potential. Because we have the power to redefine what it means to be a woman and to pursue our passions and interests without limitations and restrictions. You know, it's stereotypical that I hate the saying that a mad black woman. Now, I can be mad about some things, but I'm not mad about everything. And I do not like hearing that saying, because we all get mad at something. So why specifically are you saying I'm a mad black woman? I can't express myself in the same way that you do, or I can't express myself at all. We got to remove those stereotypes. We have to remind each other to support each other so incredible things can happen. We have to redefine what it means to be a woman, to pursue our passions and interests without limitations and restrictions. I empower women to become advocates. We have to advocate for gender equality in our communities, in our workplaces, and beyond. I encourage women to speak out against discrimination, inequality, and injustice, so that we can actively work towards creating a more equitable and inclusive society for all. But I want to also stress the importance of lifelong learning and personal growth. I encourage women to invest in your education, understanding your skill development and professional advancement to unlock your full potential, to which leads to you achieving your goals. Take risks, ladies. Encourage each other to step outside of your comfort zones. Embrace failure as a natural part of the learning and growth process, as experiences are what we need, right? And in order for us to achieve things in life, we got to fall first. But as long as we get back up, that's the key. Your failures are not a reflection of your worth or abilities, but rather it's an opportunity to learn, grow, and ultimately succeed. I love that you all tune in to Riley the Red Pill, because my platform is engaged for, rather it's big or small, rather I have followers or I don't, but I want to advocate for the causes, to believe and to amplify the voices of the marginalized communities. Letting you know that I am here to increase the power to effect, positive changes in the world through my words, my actions, and my influences. But keep in mind, I do all things, and I remind women at the same that resilience and persistence are key qualities of success. You can only persevere against the faces of obstacles and setbacks if you know the challenges that you are to overcome. And by overcoming them, you bring yourself one step closer to achieving your dreams. Celebrate, ladies. Celebrate one another. Empower one another. Strengthen one another. Celebrate your strengths, your resilience. I continue to say resilience and determination and inner powers. I want to encourage you all to take pride in your accomplishments. Remember, it doesn't matter how big or how small. Remember that you're capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Even in the alignment, you all know that you have seen some of my movies that I am in and those that are to come. Although my focal admiration is for Angela Bassett, I love her to death, Lynn Whitfield, Taraji Henson. I gauge myself towards the talents, the characteristics, the abilities that these women have had, and the genre of where I want to go as far as my career is to be taken. However, I have to start on a skill that educates me a bit, that will put me into the right position, that shows me along the way. So it doesn't matter where you're starting from, is where you end up, right? You got to change your mindset to be more effective in terms of what you want to do as far as what your life is to be and how successful you're going to make it be. Empower each other, embrace each other, understand the principles, and take actions on your lives on how you can inspire others. Ladies, be a vessel. Listen listen to my shows more often if I can to help encourage you, because I'm being the vessel that needs to be the support system. I use my platform to actively ask participants to join in on their journeys. That will help to empower us, creating a better understanding of dealing with gender equality and empowerment. Ladies, we have to be the vessels in the conversations and in our home fronts of those that are coming up, those that are stepping into motherhood, those that are stepping into being women in our new and near future. I can't stress enough, and I'm going to say again, I affirm we are capable, we are worthy, we are enough, and together we can continue to uplift and support each other. It's funny because I was just watching the movie The Help, and I love that she says, and I'm going to paraphrase the last one because I always tend to forget, y'all, but you are kind, you are good, you are wonderful. And if that's not what she said, that's what I'm going to say to y'all. But I'm listening to and seeing that movie and realizing that it is a black woman talking to a young white child. But it's just the fact that we have the ability to, and that says a lot in itself, even though she was in that situation due to the fact of what was going on in our day and time at that aspect of our culture, she was capable of being able to continue to strengthen a child regardless of race, ethnicity, or character. We as women embody resilience, strength, and grace. Our legacy is one of triumph over adversities, of breaking barriers, and shattering glass ceilings. Together, we are an unstoppable force, a beacon of hope and inspiration. Ladies, as we celebrate Women's History Month, let us remember our past achievements. Use them as fuel for our future endeavors, and let us support and uplift one another, knowing that our collective powers knows no bounds. We here to stay, y'all. So let's thrive and shape the world around us. But also recognize that there is still a lot of work to be done. Let's continue our fight for equality, for justice, and for the rights of all women, regardless of race, ethnicity, sexuality, or background. Staying tall, ladies, united in our mission to create a world where every woman is empowered to reach our fullest potential. Y'all know the song, "For I Am Every Woman." And together we are unstoppable, as my girl Corinne Hawthorne states. One of the things I want to break down as far as empowerment, these are some key things I want you all to take away from our show and start to work towards. Self-belief and confidence in yourselves and your abilities. Know that you are capable of achieving greatness, and let that confidence shine in everything you do. Continue education and learning. Never, ever stop learning and expounding your knowledge. Education is a powerful tool. That's why I'm back in school at 53, and I'm not stopping until I finalize my degree. Hey, I just did a rhyme, y'all. Yeah. But education is a powerful tool that we can open doors and opportunities. So if you are stuck in an area of your life that you're trying to find out where your best foot forward is, or what you should pursue, or if it's time for you to take your education, I'm going to tell you right now, it's time. Get back in school. Educate yourself. It doesn't have to be for the 7 years or the 10-year courses if it's something you can find within getting education. I'm in a 12-week process. Whatever the case may be, this is for your benefit, ladies. Take advantage of it. Do what you need to do for you. Surround yourself around supportive people. That could be from your friends, families, mentors, or whomever should uplift and encourage you. I say that to say, remember that everyone does not need to be in your space. Utilize separating groups as necessary. Utilize understanding people's positions in your life. Utilize understanding your best foot forward is the best part of you. Always remember that it's you first and everyone else second. Yeah, you can be selfish with yourself and be selfish among many. But as Jill Scott is singing in the background, living your life like it's golden. That's the key to life, honey, because I know I live by that each and every day. Build a strong support network that you can rely on during both triumphs and challenges. But ladies, most importantly, self-care and well-being, I want you all to prioritize your mental, your emotional, and your physical. Take time to rest, recharge, and engage in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. I'm going to say that again. Prioritize your mental, your emotional, and physical well-being. Take time to rest, recharge, and engage in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. Make sure you learn to set boundaries and advocate for yourself. If you don't advocate for yourself first, what you think other people are going to do for you? Know your worth, baby. And don't be afraid to speak up for what you deserve in both personal and professional settings. Remember, I shared with you, people that wanted to defame me, in terms of what they thought I was making up to believe, where I'm at now, y'all, Rough Riders Radio, Rally the Red Pill, giving you real talk, real life, and real situations. Know your worth. Don't be afraid to speak up for what you deserve in both personal and your professional settings. Be the best you that you can be. Don't allow nobody to take that away from you, because they don't know you like you know yourself. And the best person to tell you about yourself and who knows you before anything else is God. Take control of your finances and strive for financial independence. That is key, honey. Educate yourself about money management, investments, and savings to secure your future and pursue your goals. Ladies, if you all have an LLC or you have a business, if you don't know how to take the full potential of taking your business to the next level, research. Look into information. I can encourage you all in aspects of learning business. It's one of the key things that I'm doing now. I have 3 LLCs that I have not expounded on, and guess what? Because I kept putting myself in front of them. But thank God for the longevity and the time that it has, that it can now set the pace for what it needs to be put in position for. If you all need some further education, let me just give a shout out to Joy, J-O-I, Hunt Esquire. She's on Instagram. Look her up. She's going to give you the input and information that you need, baby. She's got some education for y'all. Make sure y'all pay for one of her packages of financial literacy, honey, because she's got some information that you can use to better your companies and better yourself. Invest in your career growth and advancement. Seek out opportunities for skills, development, networking, and mentorship. These are all to help propel yourself forward professionally. I'm going to say that again. Seek out opportunities to seek development, networking, mentorship, and all in order to propel yourself forward professionally. Use your voice to advocate for causes that are important to you, whether it's gender equality, social justice, or environmental sustainability. Be an agent of change and stand up for what you believe in. Because if you don't stand up for it, again, what you think other people going to think? If you pursuing advocacy, you want people to look at you for those reasons, right? But don't be afraid to fail in it, as it is often a stepping stone to success. So embrace failure. Use it as a learning opportunity and cultivate resilience to bounce back stronger than before. Y'all got this. You are the you in you, and the strength that lies in you. All you got to do is bring it to the forefront. Hey, yeah, y'all know I'm up here celebrating as I'm talking to y'all. All right, so celebrating diversity and inclusion is key to understanding. Let me break it down this way. Champion diversity and inclusion in all aspects of life. Celebrate the unique perspectives and experiences of women. We have very diverse backgrounds, and we strive to create inclusive spaces where everyone should feel valued and respected. Y'all gotta remember, the key and the whole understanding of empowerment is a journey. And each woman's path may look different, but you have to find out what works for you and continue to grow, evolve, and inspire others along the way. You're capable, ladies. You can achieve incredible things, and the world is waiting on us for our unique contributions. And of course, let's keep the empowerment going. As I wrap up my show, here's some additional powerful messages and actions I want you as women to embrace and understand. Be unapologetically yourself. Embrace your authenticity. Your uniqueness is your strength, baby. And it's what sets you apart from the rest. Celebrate your individuality and let your true self shine in. Be unapologetically yourself and embrace your authenticity. Y'all, come on now. We got to break these stereotypes. We got to challenge stereotypes. We got in our social expectations that limit us, our women potential. Come on, we got to break free from outdated norms and forge our path. Proving that women are capable to set their minds on anything and everything that they want to do. Make sure as you do it, you pay forward. Mentorship and paying forward lift as we climb. We could do so by mentoring and supporting our women. Share your knowledge, share your experiences, and your resources to help empower the next generation of female leaders. Because what's important to them is the education they receive from us. And in order to take the next steps, although we have to be a key influence, we have to share, we have to provide, and we have to be leaders. Get involved in politics, ladies. Again, advocate for policies that advance our women's rights and equality. Again, we are exercising our right to vote. We can run for office. Hell, we can be president. Support candidates. Our female candidates know their position, but support them in the cause that they're going to be an effective part of the change that needs to come. We have to champion gender equality and social injustice. But in doing so and being in the industry that I'm in, one of the great things about being a radio host, you explore creativity and use my artistic expressions to be a means of empowerment. Doing so through allowing the music that I play or the visual arts that I encourage based on artistic women that I utilize for portraying images that I like to share with you all to help with the empowerment, my performance, and of course expressing myself boldly and fearlessly. I want to be that vessel, if you will, that leader, if you will allow, and that person that you can confide in and learn from, so that I can push you into the next phase of the better you and you. But I want to shift the mindset to cultivate a growth in mindsets, if you will. Believe in your abilities to overcome obstacles and challenges. View your setbacks as opportunities for growth and transformation, and never let fear hold you back from pursuing your dreams. Stand up in solidarity with your fellow women and recognize that we are stronger together. Support and uplift each other, amplifying each other's voices and achievements. Broaden that sisterhood, strengthen that sisterhood, be a part of that sisterhood. Getting involved in our communities and contributing to positive change is an aspect of that. But volunteer, participate in grassroots movements, and advocate for issues that matter most to us. Making tangible impact in our local areas cultivates healthy, supportive relationships, not with just in our community, but with friends, families, and partners. Ladies, continue to surround yourself. Remember, everybody can't be in your circle, but make sure those you're surrounding yourself with are people who respect, uplift you, and let go of toxic relationships that drain your energy. If anything and everything I can encourage you to do, no negativity, no toxicity, nothing that would drain the positive energy that you have and create. Take time to reflect on your journey and express gratitude for how far you have come. Celebrate yourself, your achievements, no matter how small, no matter how big, and acknowledge the progress that you made towards your growth. Let's carry the spirit of empowerment forward every single day, ladies. Again, we are capable. We are resilient and unstoppable. Together, we continue to break barriers, shatter ceilings, and create a world where every woman can thrive. So let me empower some affirmations that I want you all to keep in mind as we are ending Women's History Month, but creating a Women's History Year. You are strong, resilient, and capable of overcoming any challenge that comes your way. Your worth is not determined by external validation, You are inherently valuable, just as you are. Your voice matters, and you have the power to create meaningful change in the world. You are deserving of love, respect, and kindness in all aspects of your life. Your dreams are valid, and you have the courage and determination to turn them into reality. You are enough exactly as you are, and you are worthy of all the success and happiness life has to offer. Your uniqueness is your superpower, and you bring special to every situation you encounter. You're not alone. You have a strong support network of women who are cheering you on every step of the way. Just remember to utilize the best of your circles, ladies. Ladies, you are beautiful inside and out. Your beauty radiates from your confidence and self-love. You are not defined by your past, your mistakes, or your failures. They are simply opportunities for growth and learning. You have the strength, queens, to set boundaries and prioritize well-being, saying no when necessary and yes when it serves as your highest good. Queens, you are trailblazers. We pave the way for generations of women to follow in our footsteps and are capable of handling whatever life throws at us with grace. Y'all know it, resilience and determination. We are leaders inspiring others with our passion, vision, and commitment to making a difference. We are unstoppable, with the courage and tenacity to persevere in face of adversity. We are worthy of success and abundance in all areas of our life, and we have the power to manifest our dreams to reality. We are a goddess embodying strength, wisdom, and grace in everything we do. We are enough, just as we are, and we are worthy of love, happiness, and fulfillment. Baby, y'all know we are a force to be reckoned with. We are capable of achieving anything we set our minds to. You are a queen, deserving of all the love, respect, and admiration of the world. Ladies, each and every affirmation that I gave you, and I gave you 20, I want you to repeat these affirmations daily. Allow them to sink deep into your subconscious mind and fuel you with the confidence, empowerment, and positivity. You women are incredible, and the world is brighter because of you. But if you all didn't get the 20, let me give you 10 more, because you all remember how I always, or I just shared that we don't have a blueprint in life. We have an outline, right? But ladies, you're the architect of your own destiny. We are capable of creating the life we desire. We are the masterpiece, and we're worthy of love, admiration, and celebration. That beacon of light that illuminates, we do so for the path of others to find their strength and their courage. We continue to be warriors, facing each day with bravery, resilience, and unwavering determination. But utilize your source. We are the source of inspiration. We empower those around us so that they can embrace their own greatness and pursue their dreams. We are a miracle, baby. We're capable of achieving the impossible and defying the odds. We are a catalyst for change, igniting transformation and progress wherever we go. We are the guardian of truth, standing up for justice, equality, and human rights, as well as the healer that spreads love, compassion, and healing energy to all those in need. Look at yourself as a visionary with the clarity of the mind and spirit to envision a better world and make it reality. Ladies, with each of these affirmations, feel yourself. And then feel yourself becoming more and more empowered, more confident, and more aligned with your true essence. I can't tell y'all enough. Y'all are a force to be reckoned with, and the world is infinitely brighter because of our presence. Keep shining bright like diamonds, baby. And bring your life forth to inspire others to do the same. When I say it's been my pleasure to have had this whole month to be able to share with you all affirmations, conversations, education, and spirituality at the same time. It just feels good, y'all, just to be able to talk and just share all the things that I know I constantly have in my mind. And my stories and my journeys have helped to expound on the things that I want to be able to teach and encourage you. I can't emphasize enough resilience, perseverance, determination, transformation, and being a light that shines. Understand your light, baby. Understand who you are. Get into the worth of self. Get into being assured that who you are and what you represent is how you were designed and aligned. Spread your love. Be a catalyst for change. Stand up for all things. And we need to put ourselves in a better position to stand up for equality, justice, and healing. Well, as we come to the end of this empowering journey, I want you to remember this. You are a force of nature. You're capable of achieving extraordinary things. You hold within you the power to create, to inspire, and transform lives. Embrace your strength, honor your resilience, and continue to shine brightly as the incredible woman that you are. The world is waiting for your greatness. Keep soaring, keep shining, and never forget the incredible impact you have on the world around you. You are unstoppable, and you are extraordinary, and you are loved. Until next time, keep spreading your light and empowering others along the way. This has been Riley the Red Pill. I am so grateful for you all tuning into my show. It's always my pleasure, as they say at Chick-fil-A, to be a servant and serve to you all. I hope that I have helped you all along the way, along this month. And in each and every show, I've hoped that I've given you something different to take away. Get those journals out, ladies. Make it an everyday. Write down, reflect, and react in a positive way. But most importantly, learn yourself each and every day. This is Riley the Red Pill. Check me out each and every Saturday, from 7 to 8 p.m. here on Rough Riders Radio. But tune in every day of the week as we have phenomenal DJs and all the podcast conversations that give you conversations that you need to know and want to hear. I absolutely love y'all. Check me out on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram under Riley the Red Pill. Until the next time, I'm going to end you with a couple of songs that are dear to my heart. And I hope you get the message. I love you. Check.
baby. Oh yeah, yes, I like that.
I did not come to play with you. I came to slay. I like cornbread and collard greens. Oh yes, you best believe it.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. Sauce in my bag, swag.
I see it, I want it. I stunt yellow on it. I dream it, I work hard. I grind till I own it. I twirl on the middle. Albino alligators. El Camino with a C-Lo. Sipping Cuervo and Ochoa. Sometimes I go hard.
I go hard.
I go hard.
I go hard.
Yeah, what's mine?
Hey, what's mine?
I'm a star.
I'm a star.
Cause I slay. I slay.
Rider Radio.
She's motivated, innovative, inspirational, with real life understanding and real talk with real situations. It's Rob, the Red Pill Talk Show. Let's go.